BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. More people wanting to know if they have hot jobs. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Huge breaking Hertfordshire news and the opportunity of a lifetime for Chris Stark. And Clara's on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
And before that, Crystal Fighters with All Night. I do love that song a lot, but as someone on text points out, is it a bit like when they start up the kids' club at the all-inclusive resort that you're at in Spain? Come on, kids, get involved. Or off of the Muppets. I mean, I do like it, but is that why?
I know what you mean, it does have those kind of vibes.
Kids entertainment's on. So, Durham Freshers last night, was it?
Yeah, I was DJing Durham Freshers at a place called Love Shack.
Oh, yes, the Love Shack.
Which you were telling me lots about before, and it did live up.
Did it?
Yeah, as you described it.
Quite hot in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sweat's
like
literally pouring from the actual ceiling there and the walls.
But get this, before that, because do you remember yesterday I was saying I was travelling up to Durham with my girlfriend's dad?
Yeah, how did that go?
Which seemed quite awkward on paper.
But why were you travelling together there? Because
well,
he works up there sometimes.
He does some work in, it's sort of near Darlington, which was kind of near to where I was going, so we thought we'd travel up together.
This is the girlfriend's dad who, you're staying with at the moment because your house is a mess, and sometimes we'll walk around the house of a night wearing a head torch.
Yeah, I caught him at about 2 a.m, wandering around. He had a head torch on, and obviously you're blinded by the light, so you can't see what else he's wearing. But it was a really intimidating situation. I couldn't really work out what was going on. So anyway, we went to this village pub that is near where he works on the way, because he wanted to show me this place, and it was the place that I've been talking about on the show.
Right, loads of his mates there, right?
Yeah,
and
they all
tell him about that you've been talking about the head torch situation.
And they've been texting into the radio show saying, look, when Martin next comes in, oh, I named him, when he next comes in, we're going to all wear head torches, right? And we see these texts, and I was really worried about when he next goes in. Sure enough, we walk in yesterday.
To the pub in Darlington?
To this pub, yeah, a place called Hutton Rugby, and they're all there. There's head torches everywhere.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, just laid out on the table in there.
What did he say?
Oh, well, then I had to kind of explain everything.
No, because he doesn't listen to the show, obviously.
Landlady there was absolutely loving it.
Was she?
He had a head torch on.
No way.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. But you explained it and all fine, right?
Yeah, all fine. And then I had a chicken parmo, which was ledge.
Oh, I love a parmo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're not from the northeast of England, you don't know what a parmo is. Explain, Chris. I mean, it's just lush. It's so wrong for you,
yeah,
but it's great.
It felt quite, it's like quite dutty food, but it tastes
so good. Did you feel that
it
shaved approximately 5 years off your life?
Oh, I don't know. It depends, though, because I really enjoyed my moment eating it, so...
What is it, though?
So it's like
bechamel sauce.
I don't know what the technical is. It's like chicken, bechamel sauce.
Off of lasagna.
And then cheese.
A lot of cheese.
And so, yeah, chicken and breadcrumbs topped with bechamel sauce.
Ridiculous.
And then cheese on top. Amazing.
It is nice.
Oh.
But you know when you go, like, to maybe, like, a slightly duttier food place?
Yeah.
And what they do now is they put the calories on, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but I just blanked that out.
Yeah. Now, how many calories are we saying in a parmo?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think that was your weekly calorie intake allowance?
Well, you're saying
the whole
it's horrendously
week.
Bad, but it is chicken.
I'm saying that it's 3,000. Whoa. Okay, just found it. 2,600 calories.
Was it?
Just one.
Oops.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to watch the first episode of the new series of Asian Provocateur, because we had Ramesh on yesterday. I thought he was brilliant.
You'll love it.
I've seen a couple of clips and it looks right up my street.
It's really funny.
Is it?
With his mum.
It's on BBC Three. It went online this morning, right?
Yeah.
Is there a bit where he does exercise with his mum?
I've not seen that bit.
I think that might be from the other series, but I'm going to watch it tonight anyway. I'm a new fan. So Ramesh Ranganathan joined us for Inuyo Bingo yesterday. And let's be honest, I mean, his act is pretty dry.
Mm.
But we got him very wet. And I also think we managed to break him. He snapped. Next, we're going to the world's weirdest events on BBC Two. It's a classic, this one. Now, Ramesh, Chris, imagine being in the desert and encountering this for the very first time.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
Never actually heard him laugh before. If you want to see the entire thing, it's on the Radio 1 channel of the BBC iPlayer. Tomorrow, I've got some great news. It's Proud Locke and Francis from Made in Chelsea, y'all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, this is for the podcasters. We've got Holly, who's from Worcester, but studying in Singapore for a year. Catches up on the podcast every day. You know, like we like to hear from people who are travelling maybe for a bit on a gap year or working away and they listen to the podcast to catch up for a little slice of home. Hi, Holly, from Worcester in Singapore at the moment. Obviously, she misses Wu-Town now and again.
Of course.
But, you know, Singapore's quite nice. Apart from if you're a fan of chewing gum, as I found out once.
This will sound quite good travelling as well, yeah. This song right here.
You know, chewing gum's off in Singapore.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'll know that. Mm-hmm.
BBC
Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Joanne. She was an environmental health officer and rang us asking if she had a hot job or not. I don't know why. I think her colleague was like, no, our job's not hot. So she just rang us for confirmation.
It was right on the line, actually, that one, wasn't it? Some would say hot, some would say not.
We thought environmental health officer not, first of all, and then decided actually, as she spoke to us more, actually was.
Yeah, because she's got all the power. She goes around all the restaurants and she's the one who puts the sticker on the window. You know the ones between 0 and 5?
The circles.
The circles, yeah, the green ones. I've started spotting those everywhere, by the way, now that we've talked about it.
Since yesterday, we've had loads of people on asking if they also have a hot job. So I thought the easiest thing to do is get them on and we can decide.
Yeah.
So I've got some people on the line now.
Great, okay.
Hot job or not, let's go. Line one, hello, who's that?
It's Richard in Leicester.
Richard in Leicester, how can I help?
I'm a wood turner.
Wood turner? Is that
one?
I'm a wood turner. I don't know what that means.
You're a wood turner.
Can you explain what exactly that is, please, Richard, so we can decide?
Basically, I make things out of wood, but they're round. So anything that's round and wooden, I can make for you. So your table legs, your stair spindles, your fruit bowls, that sort of stuff.
But it has to be round.
Yeah, that's the turning bit.
So how long would it approximately take you to make me, let's say, a fruit bowl?
Depends how big you want it.
Yeah, just the standard size.
I don't know, an hour, something like that?
An hour?
Stops. Yeah.
Maybe. Hot job.
Yeah, I think that is a hot job.
100%.
You're turning wood, mate.
Anything with wood. Hot job, you happy?
Happy with that, nice one.
Love you, bye.
Thanks a lot, love you, bye.
Line two, hello. Who's that?
It's Kerry.
Go on then.
I do carpentry and building and tiling and kitchen and bathroom fitting, but I'm a lady.
Well, then that's great.
So, yeah, I think that's quite a hot job.
I think the kitchen fitting is a hot job. I could do with a kitchen fitting. I was never going to get away with that, was I?
No. Really hot job. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but he does need a kitchen right now.
I've heard. And a bathroom. I've heard that's not on at the minute.
No? No. Not something that you could do.
He's a bit far away, I think.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have you always wondered if your job is hot or not?
I think it's fairly hot. I think it's quite interesting. But there's a lot of other carpenters and builders out there, but not so many female ones.
I guess, so. Yeah. Do you get a lot of comments about it?
Sometimes, yeah. I remember doing a conservatory round at this like old farm, and the old farmer comes out and he's like, oh, I didn't know there was lady carpenters. And I was like, well, now you know.
Yeah, welcome to the modern world.
Thanks very much. We're back in the 70s.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Hot job.
Hot job, 100%.
Yeah. You're packing tools.
Yeah, I get to use a lot of tools.
Do you find that it attracts attention?
Pardon?
Romantically, does it attract attention?
Well, I actually work with my boyfriend. that's a bonus, I guess. I think he thinks it's all right.
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like the Eamon and Ruth of carpentry, aren't you?
I don't even know who. Eamon and Ruth?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No?
Okay.
No,
well,
not so hot, are they?
Trying to work out another
you know what
couple. I mean. What about the Rochelle? And Marvin Hughes.
Yes. You're the Rochelle and Marvin of bathrooms.
Basically, yes. Definitely. You hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
Hot job, 100%, Kerry.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're two jobs down. We'll do some more after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've seen that. It's one of my old teachers trying to flirt with me.
What?
Someone says, hot or not, English teacher at Crestwood College, Scott, kiss, kiss. One of my old teachers.
Two kisses.
Two kisses from possibly one of my old teachers.
There. Or just a, you know...
I hope it's not Mrs. Talbot, because I don't feel the same way.
Have they not named themselves?
No. Oh, they put PS, not Mrs. Talbot. That's all good.
Why would you PS that?
I don't know. No, they have. What? They've just followed it up.
Why would you PS that?
Coldplay coming up on Radio 1. So we've spoken to Richard the Wood Turner in Leicester, hot job, and Kerry in Lutterworth, fits bathrooms and kitchens with a boyfriend there, the Rochelle and Marvin of bathrooms. Hot job, definitely. Line 3, what's your job, please?
Hello, I make cakes of a specialist nature.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Sarah.
Sarah, where do you live?
Winchester.
Yes. Down the road from me.
Yes, down the road from you.
Yep.
The cakes of the specialist nature, is it what I'm imagining?
Well, I go by the name of Twisted Fondant, this X-rated bakery.
X-rated baker. We've got an X-rated baker here.
An X-rated baker.
What do you mean? What is this, two specialists?
they're jazzy, aren't they, your cakes?
They are jazzy, yeah. I was a normal cake maker. And when I started making these particular types of cakes, I had to set up a separate company so I didn't offend any of my normal customers.
You just make cakes of those now, do you?
Well, I'm a baking blogger, so I do that, but I have a separate business with the offensive cakes, yes.
Right, but so no normal cakes ever?
Not very many, no.
And, so you must find the Great British Bake Off quite mild.
Yeah, I think they'd have a field day with the innuendos if they came to my kitchen.
And what's your biggest seller?
I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this.
No, I wouldn't.
Can I just say male parts?
Got you, yeah. Okay. And how big are the cakes?
the male parts fit on a cupcake.
Hot job.
I wouldn't think there's much call for this in Winchester.
No, I have to say, I do often... I send them mail order.
All right.
The thing is, when you sell the toppers, I have to wait a week for them to go hard enough to be able to post them.
Okay.
She's the best.
Do you enjoy your job?
Yes.
Good. I'm gonna have to hang up now, Bill. Hot job.
I need to. No, probably best to go.
I need to go.
Hot job.
Hot job, though.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've gone really hot.
Jeez. Yeah, I feel almost stressed. Sweating.
I've not lost it like that, I don't think, ever.
The master baker of Winchester there.
Incredible, the X-rated baker. Like, sometimes you're just not expecting that. And I think I'm going to have to press my buzzer.
It was...
I'm going to have to.
Are you going for it?
The whole year.
Wow. Yeah.
Best thing of 2016 right there. In October, it's happened.
Woo!
Actually couldn't cope. Really attractive when you're snorting on national radio, I find.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Halfway through the week. This gap in Bumble Air today may include some bits of Inyo de Bingo, a terrible joke from Chris, and pop star Adele laughing one of the most popular TV themes in the UK right now. Excited for this.
Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Why?
Faux drizzle?
That's so bad.
Still laughing, though.
Her boobs can be massive. The biggest ones that I've seen have been a mile tall and 100 miles wide and have winds packing around 60 miles an hour.
Already done it. Me and Scott tried it.
What? You and Scott? Who picked up who?
I played his bum earlier.
Yeah, we're bongos and who was the bottom?
Yeah, exactly. We're bum bongo buddies.
Yes, we are. Sounds weird on its own, doesn't it?
I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
Oh, come on.
I love him, though.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
I have to wait a week for them to feel hard enough to be able to post them.
Okay.
Ill from laughing today.
It really wasn't an ideal time for our boss to walk past.
No, it wasn't.
What are you doing? All right, where are you then? 8999. Scott is normally a podcast listener, but he's listening live today. Dion and Max bumbling through the spud harvest in Coventry.
Come on.
Take over.
Snorting more than anything. Richard bumbling on his beet harvester in a dirty, great field.
It's not just
farmers that bumble out. We'd like to encourage everyone else to get involved.
Everyone's involved.
We normally get a few stonemasons. Big up if you're a stonemason right now. Right, let's have it. Bumble out Wednesday.
Come on. Leah is bumbling and revising in Manchester. Really bored. What is... In Lincoln, bumbling on the backseat of his Rover.
Nick, bumbling after a heavy fishing trip in France.
Heavy.
Oh, bumbling. It does no name. Bumbling in Glen Eyre at Southampton Uni. That's my old hall, Scott.
Big up. In the McDonald's drive-thru, having a little dance to myself. That's Dan in Southampton. I think I know exactly where you are, actually, Dan.
Yes,
and
same.
Will. Yeah. Will, bumbling his ploughs off in Norfolk. Rob's in his digger in Macclesfield. Billy's bumbling in Colville's, feeling quite sad. It's his last live bumbleo today. Starting a new job soon.
40 days.
Can't listen at work. Natty in the car in Marlow, having a little bumbleo.
Yes.
Another outstanding gap today, Mills. Be proud. Sam is bumbleoing his ploughs off in Martham. All the ploughers today.
Lorraine on the beach in Tenerife.
Oh, exotic. Aaron and Link in Ipswich.
Becky in Frodsham, bumbling on the scanner in work.
Sam on his fiddle in Brighton. What's that? And Aaron in Dover.
Daily.
Let's do it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So keen for bangers today. But then I would say that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you're on good form at the moment. Were you a good run? I think there's been some debatable decisions, but you know what? That's why people come on. They're there to make the decisions. And in fact, I don't want to be negative from the start. You know, I was on a train yesterday. Train guard comes up to me and says, you all right there? And I was like, yeah, good. He goes, you need to sort your bangers out, mate, really.
No,
don't
on
you?
The train.
No lie. It's unreal.
Word's getting around. Hi, Esme.
Hello.
All right.
I'm very well, thanks.
Whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm pulled off somewhere near Chelmsford at the moment on a on a bit of a side road.
That's nice for you.
So, and what do you do as a job?
I'm an opera singer.
Oh, no.
Shut the front door. No, you're not.
Yeah, I always get that reaction.
I don't believe you. It's the kind of thing you'd say on a dating app or something like that just to get someone's attention. Well, go on then.
What, you want me to sing something?
I would love that. Well, are you on your way to rehearsal now or something?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing a show in London at the City Lit. We're doing like opera scenes. It's like a student thing. But I'm just on my way to kind of do my own thing at the moment.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. Okay, right. I'm going to give you a bit of echo, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, pulled over in the car there near Chelmsford. Just about to bust out a bit of opera, why not?
Let's have it.
There you go, that's
pretty good. Today is one of the weirdest but best shows I've ever done.
Yeah. If you've just tuned in, you need to get today's podcast. It's awesome.
Wow. That's incredible.
Oh, really? Thanks.
So you're on tonight, are you?
No, I'm not on tonight. It's just rehearsals. We've got a show coming up in December. So come along if you want.
That's amazing. Your voice is so different to your singing voice.
I know.
Obviously.
I get told off by my teacher because he's like, Ez, you're so Essex, like, you can't be speaking like this and then talking to clients.
Why not?
And then I come out of this, because it's not the opera way, is it? They want me to talk like this.
Okay. Yeah. Can't be from Chelmsford, darling, I'm in the opera now.
Exactly. Just got my lashes done as well, so that's not really bone worth that.
Yeah, so Essex right now. Like Adele. Yes.
It's like the difference when Adele talks and sings. It's
okay, right, do you want to know what I've got for you? And actually, no, Chris, you go first.
All right, Esme, I really need a win today, OK? My banger that you could hopefully choose today is this.
Oh, Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Kanye West, Power. Please, Esme, come on, get this back for me. This is
not very opera.
You need this, Chris.
It's not very opera.
Not very opera, darling. He hasn't got the range. OK, you can have that. Or we can go a little bit old school if you want, but he's kind of like put it on his new album. This is a bit weird, but let's see what happens. Craig David. So it's like, it's called 16 on the album. Fill me in, but it's the mashup of Where Are You Now?
Yes, I have this album. Oh. But these are basically the two sides of my personality right here. Got a bit of Craig David. Cheeky, and then got a bit of Kanye West. I've been known to frequent the karaoke bar with my girl Amber doing Kanye West, so I really don't know.
Come on, Esme. I need you right now. I need you right now.
This is like so hard. Okay, right. I'm going to go for Chris.
Oh, yes! Come on! I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. End of the day, God, now I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need your, I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, what a bad
And he's back in the game with Kanye West and Power.
Big, big, big tune.
Two good ones today, I think.
Yeah.
But I think you just edged it there. A good win.
So where are we at Wednesday? 2-1 to you.
2-1. Yes. Clawed it back. More bangers tomorrow, 2:40. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. You want to make yourself a little bit smarter for tomorrow's Innie on a Bingo then, Chris?
What's the problem?
Well, no, nothing. It's just that we've got two poshos in.
Oh, yeah, the Chelsea two. So it's not their nickname or anything. It's
who is it?
Two people from Maiden Chelsea.
Proudlock.
We've got Proudlock and Bitty. Francis Boulle.
Boulet. Francis Boulet and Oliver Proudlock. It's Proudlock. Oliver, isn't it?
Now, Proudlock's done it before. I'm not sure if Boulet has been on before.
You know, though, that they're going to blazer it up.
Boulet. Oh, mate.
What's going on today? So that'll be tomorrow at 1:45. I'm going to bring in a little blazer for you or something.
Yeah, go on. Let's have a smart one tomorrow.
All right. Because where is your suit, the one that I helped you get? Is it crumpled up on the floor of your bedroom as normal?
No.
Where is it then?
No, but if I tell you the truth, it will annoy you.
Okay, go on then.
Also, the suit that I bought you, this is on there.
I helped to buy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is on the floor of my bedroom, okay. Yeah.
All right, I'll bring the blazer in tomorrow for Proud Lock and Boulet, 1:45, Made in Chelsea, innuendo bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Remember last week on Real and Overall, we were talking about Kelly Clarkson and Chance the Rapper turning on the Christmas lights at the White House?
I don't really remember.
Oh, what a gig.
Was that one real or no real?
Listen to this.
So you do Watford, and that would be an honour.
I would do that, or like a borough that my family have been in. Yeah.
I'm still doing the Bromley Lights, by the way.
Yeah, you see, that I find immoral.
Why?
Because...
You don't have to be from there.
Yeah, well, that's where I disagree with you. I don't think you should be turning on a town's Christmas lights for another town. Otherwise, you could line yourself up and do every town around the UK. You know, here I am to turn on this wonderful town's lights that I've never been in. It just doesn't seem right. It's not right.
I've got someone on the line now that I think you will want to talk to. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Now, can you explain to Chris what your job title is, please, Lee?
Hi, Chris. I'm the marketing manager of Into Watford Shopping Centre.
Oh, fantastic. Is this for something I may have done in the past? Am I in trouble?
No, you're not, but it's something I'd like you to do in the future.
Now, is this formerly the Harlequin?
Yes, it is.
Right. Many good memories there, Chris?
Many good memories. In particular, ones that spring to mind straight away are times in the food court there. Can't really go into too much detail.
Okay.
But anyway, really good times there.
So what would you like to offer, Chris, Lee?
Well, we've heard you talking about Christmas light switch-ons, and we would like to invite you to come down and switch our lights on this year.
This is so
good. Oh, wow. That's, I mean, that's huge.
What, just Chris? Sorry, no offence.
Well, it'll be Chris and a couple of players from Watford FC, and then our Christmas star, who is currently being voted for by our customers.
Is this one of these situations where you're keen for me to turn on the lights in the vague hope that Scott might turn up as well? Because that's happened before, not with the Christmas lights specifically. But
when has that happened?
Well, just I think the odd DJ gig, for example, they're a bit like, oh, Scott not with you.
No, we'd like you to come along, please.
No, I'm not interested.
Excellent. Yeah, well, then I'm definitely in. What do you have to do?
Well, basically, we have an event from 6 o'clock, and we have loads of acts on the bridge in the centre. So we have loads of community groups come in, and we've got a choir, and then we have interviews with the characters from the panto. And then yourself and the Watford FC players and our Christmas stars would come onto the bridge. We do a big countdown. You'd push the big red button, and then all the lights go on, and a firework display goes over the...
No.
This is so good.
That's awesome. And does the button actually work? Does it, you know... It's not a fake button, is it?
That would be telling.
Right, yeah.
Okay, like the lottery then.
Yeah.
Would you say that Chris is the most famous person from Watford at the moment, currently?
Yeah, I would say that.
Who else has done it before?
We've had various people. So we've had the Weasley brothers come down when they were filming at Harry Potter Studios.
Oh, yeah, because Harry Potter's near there, isn't it? The studios.
Diversity have come down because we work quite a lot with them and previously with our fashion shows.
Are they from Watford?
No.
Right, well, there we are.
Not any of them.
You're not following your own rules there, are you, Lee?
Well, that was a few years ago, so you've changed it.
Right? I see, but you do have exceptions to the rule. If you get the offer of diversity, you're going to take that, aren't
Absolutely.
You? Even if they're not from there.
It was when they'd just gone onto the show, so they were quite big then.
You would do that, definitely. Yeah. Who else?
Who else have we had? So we've had Lee Mead.
But remind me who that is again.
He was that singer.
Yes.
Theatre guy.
Wasn't he Joseph?
Yes, he was Joseph, yes.
Off of Denise Van Outen for a while.
That's the one.
Yeah, yes. I know him.
I'm just thinking who else is in the pool for you, Lee, for people from Watford. Have you tried to get Anthony Joshua this year?
No, we haven't, but he was actually one of the people that was nominated for our Christmas star a few years ago.
Okay.
Jerry Halliwell.
No, but we do actually have a pillar of height of fame. So she does actually feature on there.
What do you mean?
What's this?
What's that?
In the shopping centre, we've got 72 pillars throughout the whole shopping centre.
Oh, it's my pillar!
Yes!
So we've created one kind of like a height of fame. So people on there are people that have come from Watford. So Vinnie Jones, Elton John, Jerry Halliwell, Lloyd Doyley. So we can put
Lloyd
you on there,
Doyley's
Chris.
Got his own pillar in the shopping centre.
Is it like the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
It is, but it's just one big pillar.
And does it depend on how famous you are, is the size of your pillar?
Well, no, it's just based on your height. So it's like a height chart.
Now, right. Can I, if I do turn on the lights, can I get one of these pillars? It'd be great for the family.
I think you're pushing it now.
Well, we could do, yeah. We could get a nice blow-up of you on there.
What is it? Like a picture of me on a pillar?
Well, at the moment, it's just kind of like a pillar with heights and people's names, but we could give you your own special pillar.
Oh, my word. This is incredible. This is like Scott Mills bridge territory.
I'm going to text my mum. She'll love it.
Text her now.
His mum can come along to the light switch on as well if she likes.
She'd love that.
Happiest day of
She'd
her
love
life.
That. I just want to say, jokes aside, it's a massive, massive honour, and I won't let you down.
Oh, that would be amazing if you could come. We'd really like that.
Totally.
Oh, this is great news.
Do you know what? If I was going to improve the shopping centre one way, what I would say is, you know that point halfway through the shopping centre where you have to go outside for like 5 seconds and then go back through the doors? Put a roof on it and make it warm.
I know, but that's a council walkway, so we can't.
Oh, all right, okay. Well, it's just all right. Mm. Just a suggestion.
Anything else you want to change, Chris? While you're on,
I don't know. It just feels like we've been really productive with this. Right. It would be a massive honour. Do you want me to do a speech or what? I'm good at them.
Yeah, we would probably ask you a couple of questions.
Great.
And kind of just get you involved. So we do a couple of interviews with like the Watford FC players. So yes. we'd get you involved in all that. Father Christmas comes onto the stage. Yes. So, and also the dame from the local panto.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
So there's loads of people for you to have fun with.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much for thinking of me.
No, thank you. It'll be amazing.
And I'm imagining that Watford Observer will be there.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Well, is it the Observer?
It is the Watford Observer. Yeah.
I know that.
Big up the Watford Observer.
All right, Lee. Well, listen, we'll be in touch, and thanks so much for that very kind offer.
Oh, no worries. Thank you very much.
Good to speak to you.
And you. Cheers.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jemmy T, Zombie on BBC Radio 1. Jay on the wheel says, really good that, but thanks for rubbing the salt in because he's cancelled his Liverpool gig tomorrow on my birthday. I'm a bit gutted, sorry about that. Some incredible pictures of Fifth Harmony we've just been looking at. I'm going to tweet these out from my personal Twitter now, actually.
I'm not 100% sure where they're from, though, as in the pictures, or even if they're really new. I think they are.
Yeah, well, it's they're on tour. And you know when sometimes you can go backstage and you can meet the band if you pay some money, extra money, I think.
We've often talked about these meet and greets.
Yeah. I mean, some of the Britney Spears pictures of her meeting the fans are incredible. Mm. These new Fifth Harmony ones, also good. So they're on the 727 tour and there's the rest of the band. Like, come on, you're fairly close to the fans, apart from Camilla, who's really far away from the rest of them. Look at the face on her as well.
Where are these pictures, please?
It's on my Twitter. I mean, obviously just having a bad day, but really far away from the rest.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Clara Amfo, hiya.
Hello. Oh, I haven't seen you since our showbiz night out the other night, have I?
I know. How much fun was that at the Attitude Awards?
Darling, it was everything.
Who was your favourite?
Well, do you know what? There were so many fabulous people in the room, but I have to say, I do enjoy a bit of Judge Rinder.
Did you love him?
We had a brief like, hi! But we haven't had a full-on conversation yet, but I like Judge Rinder. And obviously, being in the company of any Spice Girl is always a treat.
Always. Mm.
Saw Baby, saw Ginger, obviously too afraid to say hello.
I didn't see Ginger.
Yeah.
Oh no, she was on stage.
Pregnant Spice now, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, got it.
And what was going on with Judge Rinder?
Judge Rinder,
what was he doing?
At one point, he came up to talk to me. He did talk to you, didn't he?
We had a brief hi!
He came up to me and I was stood next to Fern Cotton and having a little catch-up. And he obviously wanted to speak to us both, but literally has no patience. So came up, me and Fern were like deep in conversation. He stood there for 5 seconds just looking at us both and went, and left. Because he couldn't get a word in. Just like that kind of like Judge Rinder noise. And then just went.
You sound like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Simpson, eh?
He's just full sass.
100% all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
Last night, Radio 1's God of Rock, Daniel P. Carter, was spotted singing along at Justin Bieber's concert.
Daniel P. Carter off of rock at an actual Justin Bieber show.
Thing is, right, Dan doesn't pigeonhole himself. He is very good at the rock, and it's probably his specialist area, but he doesn't shy away from the pop. And do you know what? I like that.
There's a pop fact coming. I know you want to share it. Go on.
Does he mind?
I don't think he minds.
Is it the one that you think it's going to be?
It's, yeah.
The Matt Willis album.
Oh, I always get confused with these Real or No Reels because I know he's into his pop, but I thought it was more extreme than the Matt Willis album. I thought it was like the Bob the Builder theme or something like that.
No.
No.
No, no. Just, look, Dan P. Carter knows how to write a hook, and he has previously worked with Matt Willis and actual Busted, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, cool.
I do believe. Double check that, though. But yeah, he's had some involvement.
I had something in my head that he also did the One Show theme, but I think I made that up.
Yeah, I think that's made up. I think that's a bit like when we were convinced that Chase and Status had done the BBC News theme.
Imagine.
But it's not true.
They should do that, to be fair. They should pitch for it.
However, whoever has done that, like all those theme tunes, must be so rich.
Yeah.
Like, imagine having the theme tune for the news. It's on every single day.
I wish I made up the Casualty theme tune.
Well, that's been on ages.
I know, but wait for the drop. I mean, you know.
it's
a bit of a banger.
Do you reckon the BBC News theme was made for someone else, but then ended up on the news? You know, like you hear pop stars having songs written for them, and then it actually goes to, like, Adele or someone like that.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's how it works?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's like a rejected tune from, I don't know, like David Guetta. Unless you know, because it would be a bit more, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What was the song that Britney Spears turned down?
Umbrella.
Oh my word, have you heard the demo for that?
I have not.
Turned it down.
And so did Mary J. Blige as well.
Really?
Pop fact.
God, we're so full of the knowledge.
Look at us.
Clara, weren't you at Justin Bieber concert?
I was not at the Justin Bieber concert last night. I was
thought you'd
not.
Gone.
Do you know what? I feel that the start of September, we had our moment, and I think I'd almost ruin our deep connection.
Thing is, right,
you got to see him again.
You got closer than any of us have ever got. You were walking around the grounds of his house.
I really was. I didn't go on the water slide though, which I deeply regret, but yeah.
But like, that's insane. Like, you know, now you're going to go and watch him and like you'll be like 8 million rows back and just be like a little pin.
I mean,
you don't want to share him with the crowd, do
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I had my moment with Justin, so we're good for now.
Got you.
For now.
But did Daniel P. Carter, Radio 1 Rock God, go to last night's Justin Bieber concert? Clara?
I'm going to say real because I have on good authority from my team that they saw him there with his little girl.
Oh, and for that reason, I'm going to go real as well.
That one is real.
Yes. True. He is a believer.
And aren't we all these days, to be honest?
100. Mm. And next.
Inventors have created the Wi-Fi kettle, which you can control from your smartphone. The only problem, it takes 11 hours to make a cup of tea.
What the hell?
What?
Hang on a minute. So you hook up your phone to a kettle to make a cup of tea for ease, but it takes 11 hours when you could just get up off your sofa or wherever you are and just make it in 2 minutes.
I've heard about this kettle, though, but not that it would take 11 hours. I think this has been a while that you can control a kettle from your smartphone, which is a really good idea because then obviously if you're in bed, you can set it all going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go downstairs.
So it's fresh in the morning when you wake up.
I love that.
Guys, let me let you into a little secret, though. I went and last year bought a really, really too expensive kettle and it's broken. It did have a setting for oolong tea on it.
What on earth is an oolong tea?
I don't even know. But like there was a separate button you could press for the right temperature for oolong tea. It doesn't work. I've gone back to my old Borfi Richards kettle.
Oh, the classic Borfi Richards.
Yeah,
there.
20 quid. Richards. The other one broke.
But why would it take 11 hours? That's what I don't get.
Maybe the water goes through like a super fancy filter that's made out of 20, like, you know, out of diamonds or something.
Me and my phone are really falling out at the moment.
Why?
I'm really getting sick of it.
Why?
Smashed again. Doesn't seem to charge very easily. Like, it's so picky about what it accepts inside it. Charger wise,
right?
Some chargers work, some chargers don't seem to work. It's become real snooty about it.
Yeah, mine has gone through that phase as well. This cable is not supported with this accessory.
Oh, I hate that.
What do you mean?
Why have you got so difficult all of a sudden?
Yeah, when did you get so choosy?
Trying to play hard to get.
But it was never like that before, Clara. Honestly, my phone was you know, it would take anything.
It's the fear of the upgrade, you see. It knows you're going to replace it soon, so it's trying to act a bit sassy just to make you keep them mean.
What it is?
Treat them mean, keep them keen. That's what it's all about.
You know what your phone's got?
What?
The 2-year itch.
It has.
It really is. I'm not interested.
And that's the 18-month itch usually for most networks.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I may have said it before, but you might want to get a case on that at some point.
All right, cheers.
But is there a kettle which takes 11 hours to make a cup of tea? Connected to your Wi-Fi, real or no real?
Surely not. I'm going to go no real.
I'd like to say no real, but in the stupid world that we live in, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
So tech-savvy Mark Rittman from Brighton, he bought and installed this Wi-Fi kettle, but couldn't get it to work. Which wouldn't connect, so it took him 11 hours.
So basically, it shouldn't take 11 hours because Mark was being a little bit... being classic Mark.
Yeah, not as tech-savvy as we thought.
Oh, well...
I bet his hasn't got an oolong tea setting.
No.
I still need to know what oolong tea is.
I have no idea. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Okay, I got 10. Clara, you got 20. You win.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thanks, Clara, for coming on.
Pleasure, my treasures.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
And don't forget, next week, 2 live lounges. We've got Tudor Cinema Club in on Tuesday, and we've got Kings of Leon in for a special on Wednesday.
Sweet, thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow at 1:45, we have a posh Made in Chelsea innuendo bingo featuring Proud Lock and Boulet. Scott Mills.